BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bumbleo.
Easy Radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, we'll have a little midweek bumbleo. Also, why I'm really pleased for Dev for going on Strictly Come Dancing. We rediscover an amazing TV show which you will want in your life. A much overdue locker clear out here at Radio 1. I didn't even know we had any. And a really extra washing machine.
So, the Strictly Come Dancing lineup, Scott, obviously Dev, our Dev, has been announced for Strictly Come Dancing. So it seems natural for me to ask you what your thoughts are about that. You know, it's another Radio 1 DJ going in on the Strictly thing. And you still sort of, I think you like being Mr. Strictly, you know.
It was 5 years ago, Chris.
But the crab lives on, doesn't it? What if Dev steps out and he's doing the whole pincer thing? Will that annoy you? Be honest.
No, because Dev will not be the joke one. And I'll always have that.
Yeah, okay. So, but what if he turns out to be really rubbish? Like, no, I think he'll win the show, but what if he does go down the comedy route?
He won't, because he's fiercely competitive and I just know that he's one of those people that's good at everything. Like, he'll go on MasterChef. Oh, no, I did really well.
Yeah.
He'll go on some, like, fitness show and he'll ace that. And he'll be the same as Strictly. He'll just be able to learn it. And I struggled with that. Despite doing a lot of training.
Yeah, you did. You were training. And then you were teaching me as well. You
didn't
were coming
pay off.
And saying, this is what you got to do for this dance move.
Yep.
It was reported in the paper that you're privately fuming about it.
Was it?
Yeah.
Where?
In one of the papers.
No, it hasn't.
It was, yeah.
You've made that up.
Privately fuming.
Made up.
The phrase.
You've made that up.
And I just wanted to check that that's not the case.
Well, I'm not fuming at all. I'm made up for Dev.
But that is what someone fuming would say, right? That they're not fuming about it.
Clara, are you happy for Dev being doing us Strictly?
I'm well happy for Dev.
But did you hear Scott's fuming about it?
I'm not fuming.
Why?
Right, you lot are winding me up.
Quote, Mills was said to be livid.
Right, show me.
Livid? Why?
No, it doesn't exist.
It's what the papers are saying.
Doesn't exist.
It's what the papers are saying.
OMG, it's in the tabloids. It must be true.
It's what they're saying.
One. Scott Mills.
Right, I've checked all the tabloids. There's no such thing.
No?
No, there isn't. You made it up. Don't say that I'm fuming or I'm not.
Well, now you're sounding fuming.
I am, actually, aren't I? I'm absolutely fine.
This is the thing. Now, if any newspaper's listening, now you can report he's fuming. He's fuming now.
A source said he's fuming.
Scott Mills.
Hey, you missed me getting royally pied yesterday by a hand modelling agent.
Oh, amazing. You got her on, did you?
Yeah, the lady from that show on Channel 5 that we've been talking about, which is about people with sexy hands. And these people appear on TV shows, in films, on adverts and billboards. Not their face or any other part of their body, just their hands, because they've got very good-looking hands.
But they can earn so much money from this as well. And it's just crazy that the rest of them could be average as, but just something about their hands is really sexy and wanted.
So we had Layla on yesterday, and before that we had sent her a picture of both of my hands. Which is weird, because I did it on a very busy train from Liverpool to London, and people were like, why is he taking a picture of his hands? Anyway, so he sent them in, and she opened the email, and this was her response.
What are we going to do with the volume of your fingers?
Oh, exactly. I need to just lose some weight on them.
What's the volume of your fingers? Does she mean fat fingers?
Yeah, voluminous, which means there's a lot of volume to them.
It's a good way to put it.
Yeah, volume of your fingers. Just say they're fat.
What are we going to do with the volume of your fingers?
I knew this wasn't going to go well. Listen to the bit where she found out that I would clearly bite my nails.
Scott!
What?
What do you do to your nails?
Yeah, my nails aren't good. I told you, this is going to be awful.
You
I just bite
them.
Yeah, I bite them.
You bite them.
How can I... I need to stop that, right? Then I was like, okay, I'll make an effort. I'll call you back in 2 months. And she was like, it's going to be more like 2 years before you get anything good done with them. Thanks. Also, listen to the way that she says bye to me. You should start doing this. So I do the standard. Love you. Thank you.
All right. Likewise. Bye.
Likewise.
Likewise. Bye.
Scott Mills.
David in Doncaster says, don't worry about it, Scott. Now that you've brought it to light, they will start using plus-size hand models. Yeah, I could be the first one.
Yeah.
I'd be really happy with that. Dave has been in touch. His mate was hand double for Gary Lineker in a Walker's ad. Nothing wrong with Lineker's hands. It's just like, it's an art form. It's like, it's the way you hold the crisp.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. It's Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. What's going on?
So, I've found a programme on iPlayer that I think you will love.
Okay. How did you find this?
I was just scrolling through because I had a long train journey and I went through the documentaries put on iPlayer and it came up and I was like, this is going to be for me.
And what made you think of us?
Because I've heard you guys play all the rediscovered airline clips before.
Yeah.
When I was watching this, I was like, they are just going to love this.
I do this sometimes when I want to find something new. I just go to the A to Z bit on any of those on-demand things. Well worth doing, because you find all sorts of stuff in there. Because, you know, you can naturally just go on the homepage or something, find something on there, and it's a bit male, you've seen it before. You really need to dig deep sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, no, because I was going through the documentaries part, and it was all Louis Theroux, and, you know, your dark true crime, and then up comes the Bangkok airport, and I thought, wow.
Oh, is that what it is?
This is a treasure. Yeah.
Do you know what? We actually talked about this show when it was out, and I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's really old. I never knew of it before until it came up.
Yeah, yeah, we talked about it before, but like, let's rediscover it together because I remember it being brilliant.
It is. It really is.
I reckon I've got some clips, actually. Hang on a song, and we'll rediscover Bangkok Airport after this.
Scott Mills.
Just with Charlie.
Hello.
So, digging deep into iPlayer the other day and found Bangkok Airport, which at the time was one of my favourite shows on television. It's a bit like when on Twitter, Airline was rediscovered. Do you remember? Everyone was watching the old clips of people crying and getting angry. All right, so I found the clips, Charlie.
Amazing.
Are you aware of Officer Nook?
Yes.
Now, Officer Nook is at security, and I would say has ulterior motives for being there.
I love working at the airport. I love passengers from every country.
But beware, when she's checking you in, she's really checking you out.
I come to working for at the airport because I need to find boyfriend from Europe.
Oh yeah, Officer Nook's just in the job for a European boyfriend.
That is incredible. So what, as people are going through security, and everyone's got to go through security, that's like, I don't know, that's thousands per day.
Yeah, she's got a lot of choice there. She's like, yes.
But she's literally, it's like swiping them through, isn't it?
She's got her own version of Tinder there on the security.
Yeah, well, it's like Tinder Live, isn't it? It's the TV show waiting to happen.
Oh, I loved this show. I remember going to Bangkok, actual Bangkok airport, shortly afterwards, and I was looking out for all the characters, and I couldn't find any of them. I was on the hunt for Nook. Couldn't find her. Which makes me think, is it one of them where they say they work there and they don't?
I'm sure that they do work there. Like all the other airport ones, they genuinely did work there, wasn't it? You know, like Leo, yeah. Stuff like that from the other ones.
Oh, yeah. But I wonder if it's like that show First Dates, where none of them actually work there. Sorry to break it to you.
True, the waitresses aren't real waitresses.
Well, on their bios, it's like, actress currently playing the part of a waitress in First Dates. And that ruins it for me a little bit. Hey, what about Captain Jack off of Immigration?
Captain Jack is the best person on that show.
There's so many good characters on this, isn't there, Charlie?
So many good. And it's just the fact that you have them and then also the complaining passengers, just like airline.
Complaining passengers is the best thing about those airport shows, though. I've said this before. Like, there could be a whole show just of people complaining.
Oh, so
getting
good.
Really angry.
A lot of people go to Thailand for various types of surgery. Your boob lift, your facelift, your hair transplant. And many of those procedures are carried out by one of Bangkok's leading surgeons.
The op will be carried out by one of Thailand's leading cosmetic surgeons, Dr. Titi.
Hi, I'm Dr. Titi.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes you go outside the airport and like go to places like hospitals and that as well.
So on the TV show, it's not just about the airport?
Not always. And then you've got all the people who are going to Thailand on their gap year, yeah? Like Elisa and George, who have, they've really thought through their trip.
We're on a gap year!
I came to Thailand because my dad was paying for it, so it's a free holiday.
But now they're here, they're going to make the most of it.
Top five things I want to do is get a massage, get a tan.
Oh, it's so good. That's 2 out of 5 there. Massage, tan, and, yeah, I don't know.
That would do.
Charlie, thank you so much for bringing this back into my life.
That's okay. Really quickly before I go.
Yes.
Because I was going to send you an email anyway, but I've been listening to you and Chris since I was about 14.
Yes.
And in the past 2 years, I've had like quite a hard time, and I've literally listened to a show every day, but not just like the podcast. Like I'll listen to the full show every morning as I'm getting ready, and like I can't tell you how much I love you both and how much I love like your show and how much it's meant to me over the past couple of years. And now I'm getting ready to go off to drama school and stuff, and I'm finally like a good place, and I can't thank you guys enough for just kind of being able to listen to you every day.
That is so lovely. Thank you so much.
No worries. It's lovely to be on your show. Thank you again.
It's really nice that you can share that as well, because we occasionally get messages like this, and what's really sweet is more and more people open up like this and say this kind of thing. And obviously it's really nice for us to hear, but it's also great to hear that you can explain yourself as yeah. well and want to do that. So thank you so much, but also just amazing to hear that you're in a good place right now.
Yeah, and you didn't have to say that, you know, and it probably took quite a lot to say that, so we really appreciate that.
Well, that's okay. Thank you so much, guys.
I mean, I find it mad that we have that much effect on people.
Yeah. totally, but it's so nice to hear, so yeah. Thank you. It makes everything worthwhile.
So does. Thanks so much, Charlie.
Thank you. All right, see ya.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I was saying the other day, there is a major female pop star booked on all the late night chat shows tomorrow night in America, and I think it's going to be new Rihanna music. I could be really wrong. I think it is.
I hope it's exciting news on that front. You know, music to look forward to.
Stop slagging off her work.
No, I'm not. It's just, I'm saying, for me, I really like pop Rihanna.
Has she been living in the UK, has she?
Has she?
Ah. Mm. That is pop. Rihanna, Drake, work on BBC Radio 1. You're always so down on that track. Always. Anyway, hopefully Rihanna will be back with a pop banger tomorrow. Shall we? Here we go! First for Will in County Durham, the man from Airline who really wasn't bothered by his flight delay.
Refreshment vouchers and a refund for the 4-hour delay.
That's not bad. They're going to give us the flight money back one way, OK? So that's less money, more to spend on Christmas presents when we get to Malaga.
I mean, I'm pretty chilled out about this, actually. I had 5 pints of Guinness and my wife just left me for another man. I can't mention her name. Jackie, I'm sorry about that. So, actually, you know, the fact that it's a 4-hour delay on a flight doesn't bother me.
Perspective, isn't it?
For Craig in Bristol... bit of a singing lesson. Sing up, big man, what are you?
I am a giant.
You are? Where should I stand?
Stand up on my shoulders, tell me what you
What
see.
Are you?
I am a giant.
Yes? What about my boulders?
We'll be breaking boulders underneath.
Good. You are?
I am,
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 what?
I am
what?
A giant.
Yeah. Good. You are?
I am,
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 you are
I
what?
Am a giant.
That is yes. the maddest thing I've ever heard. Dan in Newark wants some classic in between us.
Too jazzy?
They are a little too jazzy, yes.
Kirsty and Leaf wants Fisher laughing.
Ew.
They were a pointless answer yesterday, which reminded Luke in Brighton about the O'Donovans off the Olympics.
Can we go home now and get ourselves into a nice bed anyway? Cool ourselves down a bit after that and
get a bit of steak.
A bit of steak, yeah. The food is fantastic there. Like, you can have steak for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, which buds if you like.
For Zoe in London, this epic moment when Chris entered Muff.
As I stand here preparing to enter Muff, I'm not doing this for me or you. I'm entering Muff for every Radio 1 listener who has dreamed of this day. The day when Muff is entered live on the radio. I'm just a man in front of a muff, asking it to love me. And I tell you, Greg, from what I can see, When the going gets muff, the muff gets going.
Grace from Milton Keynes wants some classic Dion Dublin.
Where do we start? You've got stairs going up to your bedroom. On my right side, you've got the stairs going up to the bedrooms. There's your stairs, straight in front of you, going to the bedroom. Stairs just there, going up to the bedroom. Got your stairs going up to the bedrooms. There are your stairs going up to the bedrooms. Got your stairs going up to the bedrooms. Got your stairs going up to your bedrooms. Further down the hallway, stairs up to the bedrooms. Stairs are over there going up to the bedrooms. And we have the stairs straight in front of us going up to the bedrooms. A bit further down the hallway, we've got the stairs going up to the bedrooms.
Terry Southampton wants me getting pied by Layla, the hand modelling agent, yesterday.
All right, likewise, bye.
And for Dee in Belfast, this classic bit of American TV news.
But he's gay. I mean, he's gay, excuse me, he's blind.
Come on then. 8 double 1 double 9. Craig is bumblowing in Barnsley. We've got George in North Wales. James the farmer topping in the Cotswolds. Joe going up the stairs into the bedroom in Leicester.
I'm well up for Bumbleo Wednesday today. Halfway through the week, people, halfway through the week. This is why we have a little party.
Mark Kelly from Luton. David in Barnsley. Callum on his farm in Lincolnshire. Matt in Warsaw. Max in Portsmouth. Aaron in Harpenden. Hi. Jay is mowing the grass in Nantwich having a bumbleo. Jack in King's Lynn driving his digger. James and his dad in sweaty Lancaster. Nick in his cab, buzzing to be going home. Got a long weekend.
Yeah. Hello to Sienna in Wiltshire. Bumbling hard right now. And Becky. It's a bit too many men on the text today, right?
Yeah, well, we need some more girls in here. We need some more girls in here. Oh, here we go. Kirsty in Stoke. Come on, ladies. Ah, yes, Fiona in Monmouth.
Oh.
Yeah. Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Sam mowing grass in Shropshire, which is giving him some more stability. Kim in Edinburgh, go on then. Jack, supposed to be going to Boardmasters, rubbish.
Emma in Leicester, hello.
Hello, another Kirsty in Hertfordshire. Reedman fitting a new kitchen. And Lou and Dog Bailey. Blazing!
Scott Mills.
You like the way I asked all the ladies to get involved with Bumbleo there? Mm. I'll play it for you again. Come on, ladies. Come on, ladies.
It's good. You can make a song out of it.
Come on, ladies.
You'd be the new £1 fish man, couldn't you?
Come on, ladies. Come on, ladies. We should mention, actually, there's a lot of people who were already on their way to Boardmasters and are feeling a little bit gutted right now, like Alex and Millie, who had already travelled from Yorkshire to Cornwall for Boardmasters. I mean, it's understandable. They are feeling a little bit mugged off, and there'll be loads of other people in that position. I've got some more here. Fiona and also Lizzie and Jack and Michael, who were going to have like a whole weekend together, mates.
Yeah.
They're still going to do it in Cornwall, but obviously... Well, actually, no, they're not going to Cornwall now. They're going somewhere else. But, like, they're still going to have a mates weekend together. So I get it that you're feeling mugged off, but... Obviously, they're saying that the weather's going to be pretty bad, and it's like important for everybody to be safe.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, that's the priority, isn't it?
But it is that kind of thing where you've been looking forward to something, like spending time with your mates for such a long time. So, hello, if that's you today, because I know there's been a lot of people in that position.
Mm.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Aaron.
Hiya, mate.
Welcome to Bangers.
welcome to bangers. Let's pick some good bangers.
Yeah, brilliant. Wow, you're like your own hype guy. This is wicked. Here we go.
Right, I can tell you're in a good mood. Are you feeling the weekend already?
I'm proper feeling the weekend already. Roll on Friday.
You can smell it. What are you going to be doing?
I'm just got a barbecue with my girlfriend and that, but not really much. Just chilling out. Best way to spend the weekend.
Are you like one of these simple barbecue people? Like, just no, I'm, and that's me. Just, you know, I like what I like. I have my burgers, I have my sausages. Or are you one of these gourmet ones that sort of...
Burgers, sausages, yeah. Beers, that's about it.
See, that's what I'm saying as well. Mm. But I'm seeing a growing trend, I am.
Yeah.
On Instagram. I don't know why I've gone Nessa.
Yeah.
But it's on Instagram, I'm noticing more and more fancy cooking on the barbecue.
I've noticed that as well. And you know my previous flatmate?
Mm.
Like, he thinks he's like really... He thinks he's all that when it comes to cooking, right? Came around the other night. He was like, I was like, what do I need to get for barbecue? Burgers, sausages? He's like, absolutely not. I'm going to spatchcock a chicken. What does that even mean?
Yeah.
Get a chicken, I'll spatchcock it. Okay, then. Right, Aaron, this is your banger's choice from me today. I'm
tired of being not bad.
Sub Focus, Tidal Wave.
Yeah, not a bad banger.
Yeah, but like, wait till it kicks in. Hang on.
It's not that much of a drop, though, is it?
You want it, Aaron? Hang on, here we go.
Yeah.
It's quite a drop. Anyway, that's my choice.
Okay, Aaron, you can have that, or you can have my song today, which is this.
Barbra Streisand.
Oh. Here we go.
Yes, Aaron. This is Duck Sauce, Barbra Streisand.
Hello. Well, who are you hearing there? Duck Sauce or...
Me is absolutely loving this tune right
yeah.
now.
I'm hearing them both. Love. Okay. I've got a bad feeling about this.
Oh, I don't know. I'm normally siding with Chris, but Scott today didn't really help himself, so...
What are you about? Sub Focus.
Yeah, it's not really my favourite tune, though. And I don't mind a bit of Duck Sauce. They're the only good tune that was Barbra Streisand, so...
You're not rating the Big Bad Wolf, are you?
No.
I think we're going to have to go for Chris today.
Not another one.
Barbra Streisand.
If you've got a group chat about reality TV...
Let's face it, who doesn't?
Then this show is for you.
I'm Raj.
I'm Pillar.
And our new podcast is called The Reality Tea.
We're going to bring you all the freshest tea from the hottest shows.
Your favourite reality stars are going to be dropping in and giving us the goss direct.
Yes!
So whether you're into the Kardashians,
Love Island,
Made in Chelsea,
RuPaul's Drag Race,
or even TOWIE,
we got you covered, boo.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you join us for Radio 1's The Reality Tea.
Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
Don't hate, appreciate.
Barbra Streisand. Barbra Streisand.
Check your pockets, Mills. You've been robbed. I really have. Who? What Muppet chooses that over Sub Focus?
Don't call Aaron a Muppet.
Oh, I'm just really angry with that.
The guy likes what he likes. He likes his simple barbecuing and good music.
Yeah, Holly and Swansea, that's like picking ready salted over salt and vinegar. There are a few photos coming in of Chief of the Metropolitan Police, Cressida Dick. But I can't open Cressida Dick pics at work, but I know what you mean. I was a definite robbery today.
Scott Mills.
I'm sorry, I got angry. I called that guy a Muppet there.
Yeah,
Aaron.
I don't think it's advisable for people who listen to this show Muppets.
No, I mean, you want the listeners to grow, really.
He might be a Muppet, but he's our Muppet.
Yeah, he's a loyal Muppet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are you saying there's some lockers or something here? I've never seen them in my life.
Yes, we've each got a locker here. Everyone who works at Radio 1 has a locker.
I haven't.
And I've had it since we moved to this particular building.
Where?
It's sort of in the office.
Huh.
And I've got my locker there, which has sort of been unopened now for quite a while.
Yeah, see, I like this idea. because you do need to have a clear out. There's been an email going around saying everyone needs to clear out their lockers, otherwise it's all going to be binned.
Yeah, but I'm intrigued as to what is in there.
So let's just go. I'll send you wherever they are, and let's go through the locker because it's been some time since we've cleared that out.
Scott Mills.
Okay, Chris, where are you?
Okay, I'm in the Radio 1 office. I'm by the lockers that we were once given when we moved into this building.
I didn't even know we had lockers.
Yeah, we did. Back in the day, we were given a locker each. Most people actually use the lockers for putting their stuff in and work stuff, headphones.
I'm not being funny. I've never seen these lockers. Where are they?
You definitely have. In the office. They were in once in a different place in the office, and then they got moved to a new location.
Oh, I don't go into that bit.
No, well, you don't go in the office.
I mean, I do.
No, you don't.
Actually, last time I went in there, I got a round of applause, which would suggest that I probably don't know as much as I should.
So...
Hooray! Here he is!
Anyway, look, I found the lockers, and the one on the bottom right, it doesn't have a name on it, but it's unlocked, and it's my locker.
Where's mine?
I don't know where yours is. I mean, I assume it's somewhere in here. But you probably didn't use it in the first place. My point is for a while, when I started at Radio 1... I used this locker to basically live out of.
Okay, well, this is going to be interesting. I mean, when was the last time you opened it?
About 2013.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's delve in.
And as you know, life was very different then. It was a simpler time.
I'm not sure it was.
but we're going to go in. So I'm going to open the locker. You sort of expect moths to fly out of it.
Have you got any anti-bac on you, just in case?
I might have some in the locker. I'm opening the locker and I'm going in. Ready?
Yeah.
It smells like 2013 in here.
Mm.
Sort of brings it back almost immediately.
It's like a time capsule, this, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so you open the locker and the contents are staring at you right now, are they?
Yep, I'm looking inside the locker. I can already see some interesting stuff in there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
At the moment, Chris is by his locker, which has not been opened in many a year. Right, what have you got?
One.
What have you got?
Okay, first thing that I'm seeing in there is a red pair of shorts. So it would suggest to me that probably in the summer of 2013 that, you know, I could get changed in the office and no one realised I was just wearing the same clothes as the night before.
Yeah.
You know, if I was, say, staying over somewhere else.
That used to happen a lot, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And people would judge you. So if I had spare shorts here, I could just run into the toilet, get changed, no one would know any different. Alongside that, I have both pants and a T-shirt size small. Which, as you know, would have been my 2012-2013 size.
Were you small then?
I was small then, yeah, yeah.
Right, not so much now, no?
And top man as well, so quite fashionable.
What, are you medium now, are you?
Yes, generally medium in everything in my life.
Yeah, you're on the cusp, aren't you, babes?
Look, I've got a original 24 Years at the Tap End book with my face on that we had made. But look, here's where it starts to get interesting. So I'm pulling out here, there's another book in there. And the title of it says, Finding the Light.
What's that?
And then it says underneath, How to Achieve Inner Peace by Forgiving Past and Present Life Traumas.
Yeah, maybe you just purchased a self-help book or something one time.
And then I've got a...
On a hangover.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing I would have had some sort of beer fear in it probably.
You definitely would.
look at this. So this is a show script from... Tuesday the 21st of August 2012.
What were we doing then?
It's where we were covering the breakfast show. So between 6:30 and 7, it just says wanging on about stuff.
Oh, wow.
7 to 7:30, Dear Scott. 7:30, Making Grimmy's Life Miserable.
Is that an actual feature, is it?
Actual feature. 8 o'clock, Leeds Competition. 8:30, this really ages it, Guest, Phaser.
From N-dubs.
And then 9 o'clock, we've got Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh, wow. What a snapshot of time that is.
I'm going into the locker. I'm looking through it. What can I see down there? Durex.
Yeah, I knew they'd be in there.
Passion fruit.
Yes.
Let me see what else is there. Hair wax.
This is in your work locker?
Yeah. I've also got a pass here. It says VIP lift pass for the BT Tower.
What's that?
And then there's something in a bag here. It's some art. It's like a small canvas that's been painted. So I don't know if that's something someone would have sent in to us or not. Then there's... You remember when Grimmy had like one of those photo booths? There's some pictures of me in that, because I used to just get my profile picture done in there, you know?
Yeah, you did. Even well, I seem to remember, we can say this now because it would not be allowed at the time, but I seem to remember you having your, doing a passport photo in there once.
I got the passport photos done there as well.
It wasn't meant for that. It was supposed to make the guests look good.
I know, I know.
I mean, I did it too, to be honest.
Scott, I've just found something that would make you smile. It's okay. One of those tip and strip pens. Do you remember?
Oh,
I ordered a bulk load of these.
The nudie pens.
The nudie pens, yeah.
We used to have these pens where a man or a lady are on there and they're fully clothed, and then you turn the pen upside down and their clothes disappear.
I think we might be coming to the end. I mean, there's lots of bits of paper and little things that are scribbled on there. Oh, there's a few ideas, clearly, for things that we were doing on the show.
Okay, well, could we reuse those?
Well, I've written here, the weather's been a bit rubbish. The weather's been a bit better recently, and I've noticed a trend. I'm seeing a lot of good-looking girls with quite average blokes. Is it because of the Olympics or something? Question mark.
Oh, that was strong.
Simpler times.
Is there room in there, then, for all the holiday T-shirt stuff, or are you going to have a clear-out?
I mean, the locker's quite full, isn't it? It's going to be a struggle to get it in. But actually, I'm sure if we could just shove it in there and then maybe open it again on Radio 1 on this show in what, like another 10 years' time?
I doubt we'll be on then.
Probably will.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right, come back.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you think anyone listening will have a time capsule in their garden? Hey! That they might be prepared to dig up? I think that would be a good feature.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Richard?
I tweeted you earlier. It's so extra. I've got a thing with my washing machine. Did you see it?
Oh, I think I did.
Yes, you're the one with the extra washing machine.
I think I did see this. Yeah, what's it doing?
Well, as soon as it finishes washing, it starts playing a tune, but, like, forever. Like, it's the weirdest thing.
Who has music on a washing machine?
I've never seen this before. Yeah, right. But you describe it as so extra. You're right. It's like the washing machine rates itself so much, it does some sort of victory song when it completes. Most people's just beeps, but it does a full-on song.
Yeah, mine just goes beep, and that's it.
Yeah, I've got the video of your washing machine right here. Shall we all hear it?
Okay. What is going on?
It does this when it's finished.
It's like a little victory thing.
It's like
bizarre.
A little fanfare sort of thing.
Well, it's like when you... It's like on the airline where they do the fanfare when they've landed.
There's a little bit coming up where it sounds like it's finished, but it just carries on.
Oh, there.
Oh,
yeah.
No! How long does this go on for?
Oh, it's a good, like, 30 seconds.
Bizarre, isn't it? Like, so when you got this washing machine, I assume you didn't know about the little victory song. It would have thrown me.
It was not listed on the website. It wasn't one of the features.
I would reconsider that. Maybe get a new one. Or do you actually like it?
Do you know what? It's a nice little tune to know that your washing's done and your underwear's clean, I guess.
Is white goods really rating itself, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Thanks so much, Richard. Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Loads of people have got this extra washing machine. Nikki from Manchester. Her husband stands and salutes when the victory music's playing at the end of the wash.
That's wicked. I like this person who's got an extra cooker. It says, my cooker spits flames into the air when my pasta is perfectly al dente.
Have you got an extra appliance?
Why the song, though?
I don't know. 81199. Right, if you put it on at night, Catherine in Edinburgh says it's absolutely terrifying.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Russell in Manchester. Me and my wife dance and sing to the tune Whenever the Washing is Done.
Cool.
Wow. Okay.
Couple goals.
Right, absolutely. Couples that sing and dance
to the washing machine
together. Stay together.
Potentially.
Scott Mills.
Question. How would you like to be dumped by Curtis from Love Island on Radio 1 tomorrow? He'll say what you want. We'll give you the entire scenario. He can say he's been lying to himself. He can call you a lovely young lady. Whatever you want.
Oh, he will definitely call you a lovely young lady. What we can do is make up the scenario.
Yeah.
So as if you've had an imaginary relationship there. Mm. And then he will dump you.
Yeah, just like he did on the show, yeah. So email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if that's your fantasy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You could get dumped by Curtis from Love Island on tomorrow's show. Listen from 1 on Radio 1.